You're listening to Radio MD. What's good and good for you? Why, Family Food Kitchen, of course. Here they are, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Americans spend only 7% of their budget on food. The rest of the world spends more. Egypt spends up 44% of their whole budget on food. In the U.S., we eat more and are overweight. We spend less and think feeding your family healthy food is expensive. Oh, I think we got this all wrong. Carolina, let's first talk about how expensive eating unhealthy food is today.
That's such a good question. So the couple of cents you might save, and I said might because it's untrue, today you're going to spend tomorrow, because the unhealthy eating has led us to the state that we are in today, with sky-high rates of childhood obesity, with higher rates than ever of young onset diabetes, heart disease is coming up, you know, in the 30s and 40s, as opposed to in the past it was a disease that only common for 60s and 70s. And those chronic conditions are not cheap to take care of. Not only medication, doctor visits, hospital, emergency room bills. I'm not going to get into the cost of healthcare in this country, but you can imagine comparing a healthy grocery bill to an expensive doctor's visit. Which one would you rather have to pay for?
And don't forget those prescription drugs that they're handing out right and left. They are very expensive, my goodness. But I want to get back to just quickly why Americans only, of all the their whole financial budget for their household, only 7% is spent on food, the lowest in the world, in the civilized world. It just stuns me why people say, oh, it's so expensive, I can't spend money. What's that 93% of their budget going to? We know some of it, but really, isn't there more room for feeding our families healthy foods? After all, you become what you eat, right, Carolina?
Yeah, no kidding. And I'm wondering, does the 7% include eating out, like restaurant food, or is that, you know, the eating out on that 93%?
Actually, I don't know. It's a very good question, but we don't. I think it is, well, just the grocery shopping.
I'm going to take a guess.
Entertainment.
Yeah, I'm going to take a guess and say that 7% is what we're buying in the grocery store. That's an educated guess, because I believe that if you look at those countries and compare everything, one thing that pops out right away is the fact that we have way more fast food restaurants than those countries all combined. Another educated guess there. So
They also like to eat at home. They sit around the dinner tables and breakfast tables and lunch tables, and they pay much more emphasis on gathering together and eating together and preparing food together than we do. We've really gone way off the charts on this. So let's talk about how those who want to spend 7% or more on their food budget, the store, what are some tips that we can do? Protein, people think, oh my gosh, protein's so expensive. And of course, they immediately are thinking about meat, beef. Tell us what we can do about that to save money.
Yeah, I think the most important thing is to just stop thinking that eating healthy is expensive. Just erase that thought from your mind. It is untrue. It is something that we have gotten ourselves all entangled with in this society for some reason. So let's start a clean slate, and from now on, we're going to think of eating healthy as the only way to eat. That's the first thing you have to do as a household. Protein is a great place to start. Like Ellen said, a lot of times we think of the protein for dinner, for example, we're thinking chicken or beef. If you're going to get really good quality chicken or beef, which is what you should be doing, like the grass-fed, and you want to look for products that are, you know, farm-raised and all the good qualities of having a really good meat, and like we just talked about, products that weren't fed GMO, those are going to be quite expensive. Therefore, you want to limit those. You want to eat those maybe 2, 3, 4 times a week at most. So what are you going to do for protein on the other days? You're going to do beans and nuts. I'm such a huge beans. It's a huge protein source, great source of fiber, and it's so cheap. You can't get any cheaper than a can of beans. And when I say beans, I'm not just talking black beans. Pinto beans, chickpeas, every kind, navy beans, any kind of beans you can get your hands on. Variety is key. So include beans as part of your protein and make your meal around beans.
Oh my gosh, I've turned into such a bean fan. I use them all the time. We throw them in salads. We use them for thickener for soups. We have some pink beans, and I thought, oh, pink beans, I need to take a look at this. So I read the ingredients, and I went on the internet, and yes, there are naturally sourced pink beans. So I've added that to my list of favorites now as well. So, and of course, I have nuts and seeds. You can get sunflower seeds without spending a whole lot. I know that cashews are very expensive, so stay away from those. There are slivered almonds that you can get, and just have a little. Every little bit helps. And of course, we know about those plant seeds, the hemp hearts and chia seeds, which are wonderful plant protein sources. So what we're really saying is protein can be sourced from more places than just animals. But let's go to the veggies, and you go to the produce section, and people get a little bit, they look at those prices and say, oh, God, I can only get one or two. Give us some ideas of how we can buy some fresh fruits and vegetables without spending way more than we planned.
Yeah, so first thing to remember is make sure you are familiar with the list, the Dirty Dozen list of the ones you want to absolutely get organic to avoid the cumulative effect of pesticides and possibly GMOs. Get yourself familiar with that list. Beyond that list, the items that are not on that list, you can go ahead and buy, you know, when on a budget, go ahead and buy the regular. You don't have to buy always just the organic. The other thing is, when buying fresh, also get yourself acquainted or familiar with what's in season. And that's pretty easy to do. Most grocery stores, you'll know, because those will be the items on sale. So that's what you want to do. Stock up on fresh, whatever you can, chop up and put it into individual bags and freeze it. Do that for later so that you always have some. But buy it when it's fresh at the store. That way you'll have it for later.
You know, I have a friend who goes and talks to her produce manager of her favorite store, and she says, okay, let me know. When are you going to start putting some of these berries or apples or whatever it is on sale? Because they're sort of a turnover date, and they want to unload it before they bring in fresh. So that doesn't mean they've gone bad. It just means that they're ready to unload them for a good deal. So she's become good friends with her produce manager, and I thought, wow, that's
like
a great idea. Let me know when this is going on sale, then you can stock up, and then you can freeze, just as you mentioned. And of course, we love local markets. We like to support them. That means they haven't been traveling and losing their nutrient values. So that's a great way to go. Grains, I think we just had we eat quinoa a lot. And it's so filling, and it's inexpensive. What are your thoughts about grains?
So with grains, that's not going to be a huge budget issue. Most grains are pretty budget friendly. So just make sure that you eat a variety. Don't get stuck on just rice, or just quinoa, for a matter of fact. Go variety. Always variety is key. Choosing from all sorts of different ones. If there's one that's more expensive than the other, do that one just every once in a while. I also want to mention coupons, rebates, and sweepstakes. Make sure you keep your eyes open for those. Why not? You know, there are more and more coming out for healthier foods. And sweepstakes and food giveaways are a great way for you to try new products that you may have never tried before. And it can be your next favorite from the family, and you got it for free. So why not? It's a great chance. We have one. We do it weekly on our website. So to look for that, go to kidcritics.org, and every week will be a different one. In the meantime, eat well and stay well.